Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with our Life Support Outreach Church and our Prayer Room Ministries. I'm so delighted this evening to be on our radio broadcast for the study of the Word of God. We're going to get ready now to have a short devotion. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 117. So, Psalms 118. Psalms 118 will be coming from. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? The Lord taketh my part with them that help me, with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compass me about, yea, they compass me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. I have just read you from Psalms 118, from the first verse down to the 11th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song now.
I'll get you more love. And I wasn't holding you up, so there's nothing I can do to that. Does it take a trophy to make you cry? I'll never be more loved than I am right now.
Going through a storm, but I won't go down. I hear your voice carried in the rhythm of the wind to call me out. You were broken closer, so I was in trouble. You've never been closer than you are right now. You are a child. You are a
thank you.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, God, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. Father, we just thank you right now for this opportunity to study your word, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just give you praise. We give you glory tonight. We magnify your holy name tonight, God. We repent of anything, God. We ask you to search our hearts, our minds, and our spirit. If there is anything in there that should not be God, we ask you to remove it right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you to create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I come now, God, asking you to let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister and teach us tonight. In the name of Jesus, open up our hearts and our minds tonight. In the name of Jesus, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight, God. Oh, Lord, our Redeemer, we just thank you tonight. We thank you for everything that you're doing, God. We thank you for everything, God, and we bless your holy name. We just ask you right now to give us a right understanding. I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice. Cover everyone that will listen to this video. Bless them. Keep them covered under the shed blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels all around about them to protect them. Father, I thank you. I pray. We pray. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. We bind the strong man from our lives, and we bind up the strong man from this broadcast. Every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every psychic, every demon on assignment, your assignment is canceled. We bind you up. We cast you out. We command you to go in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. And praise the Lord, everybody. We just thank and praise God for this opportunity tonight to study the word of God on tonight. We in the book of Joshua, the book of Joshua. We're going to get ready to read I'm going to start with chapter 3. And Prophetess Morton's going to start with she's going to do chapter 4. Let me get it back. Bible falling apart. Yes, ma'am. All righty. Joshua chapter 3. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. And it came to pass after three days through the host, and they commanded the people, saying, when ye see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priest and the Levite bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that ye may know that the way by which ye must go. For ye have not passed this way henceforth. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. And Joshua spake unto the priest, saying, take up the ark of the covenant and pass over before the people. And they took up the ark of the covenant and went before the people. And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. And thou shalt command the priests that bear the ark of the covenant, saying, when ye are come to the brink of the water of Jordan, ye shall stand still in Jordan. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, come hither and hear the words of the Lord your God. And Joshua said, hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Hivites and the Perizzites and the Girgashites and the Amorites and the Jebusites. Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth passes over before you unto Jordan. Now, therefore, take ye 12 men out of the tribe of Israel, out of every tribe a man. It shall come to pass as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the ark of the covenant, that bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth shall rest in the waters of Jordan, that the waters of Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand upon an heap. And it came to pass, when the people removed from their tents to pass over the Jordan, and the priest bearing the ark of the covenant before the people, and as they that bear the ark were coming to Jordan, and the feet of the priest that bear the ark was dipped in the brim of the water, Jordan overflowed all his banks all the time of harvest, that the waters which came down from above stood and rose up upon and heaped very far from the city Adam, that is beside Zotan. And those that came down toward the sea of the plain, even the salt sea fell and were cut off. And the people passed over right against Jericho. and the priest that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan, and all Israelites passed over on dry ground until all the people were passed clean over Jordan.
Chapter 4. And it came to pass when all the people were clean passed over Jordan that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, take you 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe of men, and command ye them, saying, take you hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones, and ye shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel out of every tribe of men. And Joshua said unto them, pass over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of Jordan, and take you up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder, according unto the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean ye by these stones? Then ye shall answer them that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When it passed over Jordan, the waters of Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for the memorial unto the children of Israel forever. And the children of Israel did so as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones out of the midst of Jordan, as the Lord spake unto Joshua according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, and carried them over with them unto the place where they lodged, and laid them down there. And Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priests which bear the ark of the covenant stood, and they are there until this day. For the priests which bear the ark stood in the midst of Jordan until everything was finished that the Lord commanded Joshua to speak unto the people according to all that Moses commanded Joshua, and the people haste and pass over. And it came to pass when all the people were clean passed over that the ark of the Lord passed over, and the priests in the presence of the people, and the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and half the tribe of Manasseh passed over armed before the children of Israel, and as Moses spake unto them. About 40,000 prepared for war passed over before the Lord unto battle to the plains of Jericho. On that day the Lord magnified Joshua in the sight of all Israel, and they feared him as they feared Moses all the days of his life. And the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, command the priests that bear the ark of the testimony that they come up out of Jordan. Joshua therefore commanded the priests, saying, come ye up out of Jordan. And it came to pass when the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord were come up out of the midst of Jordan, and the soles of the priests' feet were lifted up unto the dry land, that the waters of Jordan returned unto their place and flowed over all their banks, all his banks, and they did before, as they did before. And the people came up out of Jordan on the 10th day of the first month and encamped in
Gilgal.
Gilgal in the east border of Jericho. And those 12 stones which they took out of Jordan did Joshua pitch in Gilgal. And he spake unto the children of Israel, saying, when your children shall ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean these stones? Then ye shall let your children know, saying, Israel came over this Jordan on dry land, for the Lord your God dried up the waters of Jericho from before you until ye were passed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up from before us until we were gone over, that all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that ye might fear the Lord your God forever. The word of God for the people of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So let's answer these little few questions so we can talk about this thing. Because I'm telling you, it's more than three questions that we need to know about these chapters. So chapter three question says, how did the people cross the Jordan? Anybody know how the people crossed the Jordan when the priest's feet touched the water, the Jordan quit flowing and they walked over on dry ground. Y'all know they did the same thing. God did the same thing he did for Moses when they was coming out of Egypt. He did the same thing. He held up that water. So in chapter 4, it says, first question says, what did the people take out of the river as a memorial?
They took stones.
They took stones. They took, I think Joshua chose 12 men. One man from each tribe, and he had them to take 12 stones each man. So where did Joshua set up this memorial? He set it up in Gilgal as memorial. Because that's what God told him to set it up at. So those are the questions. So when I was studying today, I was just going through a whole lot of this stuff. It's really, 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 this is really, really, really good, the book of Joshua. So in chapter 3, they was talking about how this is the best miracle. I believe this was the only miracle of this magnitude that God did for them, because it was so huge. It was just like soon he had told Joshua, he said, soon, yeah, I'm going to use these priests. Soon as they get right there at the edge of the water, they get right there at the edge, then I'm going to let you go on in there. No, the ark, they took the ark first. The priest took the ark first. They took that Ark of the Covenant, and when they got at the edge, see, God sits on the Ark of the Covenant. He sits on that mercy seat. So God, when the Father went in there before anybody, he said, yeah, y'all finna walk across here on dry ground. So when he told the priest, just let your feet right at the edge, and when it did, now this river was so over, it was running over the bank. It was already past stage, flood stage in the first place. It was already running over the bank. So this made it a much powerful miracle God was doing at the time, because what happened was soon as the priest's feet got a little wet under the bottom, them seas parted. The sea parted. It made it go back up the river. He pushed the water back up the river. And the water that was right there, it went another way. Every bank, other bank was overflowing because he made it overflow. He made it so the people can walk across that river on dry ground. And when they got in the midst of the river, the Lord say, Joshua, pick you 12 men and have them to pick up 12 stones. Having to pick up 12 stones, and they did just that. And when they picked them 12 stones up and everybody got a cross, they put them as a memorial, and it stands for the death and the resurrection of Jesus. So when Jesus died and God raised him up, that's what they represent. That's what it symbolizes. But it's for the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's what those stones was for. They left it as a memorial. And in the word of God, it said it was still there to this day. Still there to this day. Because it symbolizes and it represents the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It just blew my mind. So, and it's just, it's the most powerful miracle that happened in the Old Testament. Because the banks was running over. And they knew Joshua couldn't do it. They knew God had to be with Joshua to perform a miracle like this, to do a miracle like this. It was awesome. So they put them 12 stones up there as a memorial of what happened that day. And I thank God. I've been studying it for since about 3:30, and it just, it's got so much in it. It got so much meat in this. It's so much meat because it's not only in the Old Testament, but it's bringing Jesus on up. It's bringing him on up. It's talking about his resurrection, his death, and his resurrection. So it's so important for us to know what happened when Joshua did this, and when the Lord parted this sea. I don't know what sea that was. Was it the South Sea? I don't know what sea it was. But I know, all I know is the Father pushed that water back. God pushed that water back on up the stream, on up that sea, and the banks ran over down there. All the other little rivers was running over. But that river was dry enough for the Ark of the Covenant had to stay back until everybody, the priest had to stay back with the Ark of the Covenant. Everybody got through. And when everybody got through, the priest went on through, and the water came back. Just like he did with Moses when they was holding up Moses' arms for everybody to get back. That's what happened here. We have any questions about any of this? It's been really exciting and good. And then they had to stay back. The people were to stay back a distance off of the covenant, at least 3,000 feet from the ark. And why do you think they had to stay back from the ark?
Why?
Because it was holy, and if they touch it, they'll die, yeah. Right?
That's right. That's right. So what it was, it, like you said, it's sacred. And then it's the reverence they have for God. God didn't want them up on him. God didn't want them up on him. It was the reverence that they should have had for the Lord anyway. But like you said, if they'd have touched it or something would have happened or they tripped or something, anything, all of them would have died right there close to it. Because that's the mercy seat. That's where the Lord sits at. I'm trying to see what did the well we didn't already answer that, but they had to stand back, at least they had to walk back at least 3,000 feet so that they wouldn't get hurt. Because let me tell you something. It was so powerful with God right there. It was so powerful that he was right there with them. Right there. Wait a minute. What is going on? Yeah, he was right there. So he was leading them. God was leading them. He led Joshua. He told he was with, and he was telling Joshua, I want the people to know. He said, by this miracle happening, he said, it's going to elevate you. They're going to look at you like they looked at Moses. It's going to elevate you. So you can get ready to be elevated because this miracle right here going to be so powerful when that water go push back all the way back. And all the way the other way. And so the people can walk on dry ground. They knew that God was with Joshua, just like he was Moses when that happened. They knew that. Do we have any questions or any comments? I'm so excited about it. I'm trying to calm myself down. I'm so excited because there's so much insight. It's so much good meat in there.
So I got a question. Mm-hmm.
He left. Okay.
So this I guess it was a seed at that 12.
Mm-hmm.
When they crossed it, like, was it as big as when they crossed the Red Sea?
Mm-hmm.
Was it something like that?
It was just as big. I'm trying to find out what the name of the sea that was. Let me see.
So God it
was the Jordan River. This was the Jordan River. Mm-hmm. It was the Jordan River.
So that's even deeper.
Well,
and so God did these things twice, and they still didn't believe for real. They still did
right.
What they wanted to do.
That's right, but. God still showed Joshua that I'm with you because Joshua know he couldn't have done that. So the Father was letting them know, I'm with you like I was Moses. So the people going to see when these waters push back from one side to the other and these people walk through on dry ground, and even for people that did not believe, they had 12 stones to prove that they was in the river walking on dry ground, because the men got those men got them stones right off the river bed, off the floor of the river, and took them up there, and they left them as a memorial so people could see, and they still there to this day. that's just so awesome to me. It's so powerful to me. And then when they was crossing, at first the priest was on the edge, but then the priest moved out onto the center of the Jordan River and stood there holding the ark until all of the children of Israel had passed over. And the Israelites crossed the river at Jericho. They was right at the back of side of Jericho when they crossed that river. And it was like a dam right there. And it all, that's how it looked, like a dam was holding that water, but it was the Father holding that water back, commanded that water to stay in the name of Jesus. Commanded that water to stay. And man, that just blew my mind. Yes, it did. It blew my mind. I said, and the miracle was so just so powerful, just like it was when he was delivering the Israelites out of Egypt. Now the children of Israel got to walk through there a second time, because they walked through there with their parents and grandparents, but they walking again through another one. This is how God works. God works just like that. Any questions or comments? Let me see. They said that they set up a memorial right at that Jordan River. They set those stones up as a memorial. And once they got out of it, the river returned to a normal flow. They returned. The river went back. And then when that happened, they magnified Joshua. Yes, they did.
I have a comment or a question.
Okay.
And forgive me for my tardiness. And I don't know if it has been covered, but it was such a phenomenal story. And really what got me was when I was reading both the chapters and realized that, and I think someone already said it, that the same thing that God had charged and did for Moses, he did the same thing with Joshua as far as leading the people across the river. And I was like, look at God, yeah. He did it again. And then I think I read even somewhere else that he did it like five times. And I just thought that was
really,
it was just so profound, yeah. And then I was wondering about the priest with the stones in the, and they said that those stones are still there today. Am I understanding that correctly? And I was okay, that's so phenomenal. It was just such a good two chapters. It was really good.
Yeah. Yes, it was. Those stones, they build them as a memorial. I don't know how and if they in the sea, in the river, or on the side of the riverbank, but it's still there to this day. That's what they said. That's what my Bible said down in my comments down here, and you know, it's awesome, because is not a respecter of persons, and you know, if he did it once, he'll do it again. You know, God is he that type of God. He gonna show. He started trying to show the children of Israel. You know, I was with your parents the same way. Now I'm gonna take you through this same thing so that you can believe. I'm with you. I'm God. I'm your God. He had to do all of that. That's something. Those stones stood for the death and burial and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's what they stood for. Us, when we go down into the water and be baptized, and when we come up, that's what they symbolize. That's so awesome, because, honey, I'm telling you, that's what we do. When they take us down into that water and they bring us back up, it's the same, that it symbolizes the same thing. And when they crossed over the river, they became citizens of Palestine. Sure did. But and it's, I think it's in Romans. Let me see. It's over in Romans that we are identified with him in his death. And it is too bad that the word baptized was not laid right. It is a Greek word for baptizo, and its primary meaning here has no connection with water, but that's what those rocks symbolize, and it speaks of identification. We are identified with Christ in his death, and when he died for us, and he died, and his death was our death. And when he arose from the dead, then we arose from the dead. So that's the way it kind of symbolizes when our baptism, when we go down in that water and we come out. But the children of Israel went down in the and walked on dry ground, while he had Joshua to pick 12 men from each tribe to get those stones. It's I'm telling you, it's a good. I studied it too. It was real good when I was reading, and just trying to get a better understanding of everything. Mm-hmm. Any more questions or comments? You see what God did for the children of Israel. He did for their benefit. Your benefit, mine too. And, you know, because he wanted them to know, you all got the hand of God holding that water up, holding it back. I know you can see it's a dam down there, but the dam not holding it. The water in front of the dam. And the most important thing to remember is that the ark goes before and divides the Jordan River first, the rod, like Moses had a rod. But this was the ark of the covenant, the mercy seat, where God sits at. Mm-hmm. It divided the Red Sea first. And you know you can't, just like Prophetess Morton said, you can't get close to that mercy seat because God sits there. And it's just like he's sacred. He don't want people close to him. Or he don't want them to get contaminated with all the stuff that we have on us and things like that. And I understand where he's coming from, because if a person gets too familiar with you, you know, it's just an example to me. When, you know, you have people around and they get too familiar with you, the next thing they'll be saying is something real, you know, down to earth or real just worldly, because you they friend. Mm-hmm. You know, you love them and everything, mm-hmm. but you don't want them talking any kind of way or saying anything around you. you'll lose their respect. Any more comments or questions? That quick, that was too good for us to be through with it already.
It was just too good for me.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of it's about chapter 3, but it's just, you know, it's amazing to me how God prepares us for whatever it is He has for us to do. Preparation is required because He's not going to allow, He's not going to put any more on us than we can bear. And when I see how God led the Israelites, even when Moses led them, even when Joshua led the Israelites through the Jordan River, across the Jordan River, that was preparation for them. You know, God was getting them prepared for the land, the promised land, to take it over.
That's right.
So through that journey, you know, God was teaching especially Joshua, to have courage and faith and to believe in Him. And so when he reached that promised land, God knew that it was a lot of temptation and different things that was going to be in that land. And that when Joshua entered into that land, he had all that stuff facing him, but God was preparing him through that journey.
Yes.
So I just think it's
was.
So amazing how God prepares us, because it says in there that how the Lord exhorted Joshua 3 times to have courage.
Yes, he did.
Telling him to remember the promises he had made to him, to his forefathers, and reminding him to obey the law of Moses. And so he was, to me, that journey, God was preparing them. And he was preparing them, not only preparing them, he was allowing them to get to know him in a whole different personal way. So when they entered into that promised land, they can stand their ground and know God is who he said he is, and he's going to do just what he says he's going to do. And that's the same God that we serve today.
Yeah.
So it just really touches my heart in a special way how God prepares us. He sees, we always know the past, but God knows the future. And he prepares us for it.
Yes, he does. That was good. That was good. Mm-hmm. Amen, Prophetess Ron. It is. He did this. He prepared Joshua. And the children of Israel, because Moses brought the Israelites, but Joshua bringing their children. And, I mean, they probably went through with their parents, like I said, and grandparents, but they wasn't grown. They didn't know what was going on too much. But this time, and God proved himself to them. Now he's trying to prove himself to the children. And Joshua, and you're right, over in the first and second chapters of Joshua, he was encouraging him 3 times. He encouraged him 3 times over there, right in the front of chapter 1 or 2 or something. You know, he sure did encourage him. That was so awesome. Mm-hmm. Anybody else got anything? I really enjoyed this. I'm just telling you, it was good to me. And Joshua told the people to sanctify themselves, consecrate themselves, because God was going to do something really wonderful. He told them to sanctify. And he could have told them to sharpen their swords and check their shields, but it wasn't about that. It was about spiritual things. because God was going to he was going to reveal himself. He was getting ready to reveal himself by performing a great miracle in Israel's midst. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what he did. And I hope they did what Joshua told them to. He said, consecrate yourself. Sanctify yourself. And God has to do all this for them to believe. It's the same today. They still don't believe. It's the same thing today. He's still performing miracles. People don't call these miracles, but I do. I'm telling you, every time I hear somebody having a massive heart attack, that I'm a walking miracle, because that's what I had, and I'm still here. Like you say, he don't put no more on you can bear. But he bring you to it, he going to take you through it. I'm telling you, if you trust God, if you trust him like you're supposed to, he'll take you right on through whatever it is you're going through. He said, if you suffer with me, you're going to reign with me. We just have to trust God. All these things that's going on right now, God say, I have proven myself over and over and over again. Over and over, God has proven himself to us. We don't need anything else. I'm telling you, it's a blessing. And I thank God for the opportunity to study the word of God. Like I said, I could be just teaching a Bible study, something. But the best thing I know to teach from is the word of God. We need to learn this word. Because people perish for the lack of knowledge. They don't know what to do because they don't know this word. We need to know the word of God. We need to know the word. Anyone else have anything to say? We're going to get ready to close out. I thank God for the opportunity. I'm telling you, to just learn, to read and study. I thank God. I don't act like I know everything because I don't. I'm learning just like everybody else. And I have to pray to get understanding like everybody else. I mean, I've read it over and over and over again, but every time you read it, you get something different from it. And I thank God for that. I truly do. I truly do. So on Thursday, we'll have 5 and 6. Yeah, we'll have 5 and 6. It's a lot. I'm going to start studying it on tonight because it says that they became citizens of Palestine, and I want to see what's gonna come from that. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna get ready to close out. And I thank everybody for just supporting and being here, and. Coming, you know, I thank God for you, and you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for your word, God. We just give you glory tonight. We give you praise tonight, God. Lord, we thank you for opening up our understanding on tonight. We just give you glory. Lord, we bless your holy name on tonight, Father. Lord, I ask that you cover everyone under the sound of my voice, God. In the name of Jesus, I ask you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that you protect them as they going home or wherever they are in their home or on the road or wherever they are, God, you protect them. Cover them in the blood of Jesus and encamp your angels all around about them to protect them on tonight. In the name of Jesus, thank you, God, for opening up our understanding. Thank you, God, that we have an understanding. We thank you tonight. We bless your name tonight. We give you glory tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to bless every member. Bless those that couldn't make it in tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you. We ask you to cover every member in their family, their children, bless their homes,
in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you and we pray. We ask all these things in Jesus' name for your glory. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be. And I thank and praise God for each one of you. I will be on live broadcast in the morning at the same time, 6 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Eastern time for our wake-up call, our morning wake-up call. And we will be back with our Bible study on Thursday night, same time. So you all have a blessed and wonderful night. Have some peace for sleep. And we'll, and I, by the grace of God, I live and nothing happen. In the morning, I'll be up, ready to go. God bless you all. I love you. You all have a good night.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you.
Love you. Have a good night.
Love you too.